Jerry Bader, Show 1035. Here's a completely out-of-the-blue observation. Have you ever noticed that artificial banana flavor doesn't taste like real banana? Jason, you know what I mean by that? It does, but it doesn't, right? You know what I mean? Okay, I learned something yesterday. If you kiss someone who's just eaten banana, it tastes like artificial flavored banana. For whatever reason, I felt like puckering up and giving my wife a kiss. She just finished chewing some banana. And I thought, that did taste like artificial banana. I don't know if that's how it was discovered. I'm just throwing it out there. It has nothing to do with nothing other than I found it fascinating. I went, banana. And then I went, actually, it tasted like artificial banana. I just thought I would throw that out there. There was negative employment news in Wisconsin yesterday. Put in plain old English, there were some jobs being lost to Mexico. Manitowoc Food Service is moving production of a line of ice machines from Manitowoc to Monterrey, Mexico. About 150 employees who work on the Indigo line of ice machines at Manitowoc Ice will be affected. Senior Vice President of Human Resources Administration, Tom Musial, says the move is intended to help the company, talking to Fox 11 in Green Bay, intended to help the company better serve customers in Latin America as well as U.S. customers. Our largest customer base in the U.S. is the South, he said. One of the advantages of Monterrey is that it's closer to some of our largest U.S. customers as we get into South America. Mexico has free trade agreements with South American countries, which better allows us to penetrate South America. So there are South American markets that, without a presence in Mexico, which has free trade agreements with South American countries, without that, they can't penetrate those South American markets to the degree that they would like to, and that they see an opportunity there. As a listener who shared this with me pointed out, that says something about free trade agreements. Is it possible, if there were free trade agreements, the United States, with the same countries to the same level that Mexico had them, that the jobs would stay? Don't know. The union also claims the pending layoffs have nothing to do with the union's current negotiations for a new labor agreement with the ice machine maker. Well, that may or may not be true. The company's spokesman said this: our employees aren't to blame for global competition factors. We're in a competitive market, and it doesn't change the competitive factors that we have to address. So he, Musial, seems to be saying, no, it's got nothing to do with the unions asking. I don't know. But it is interesting that both things are in play there. Free trade agreements that Mexico has with a market that this company wants to get into while union negotiations are going on. I don't have much more to say about that than that, but I just want to throw that out there. I'm going to ask you to exercise caution when it comes to being too excited about this. Now, there's good news, and I concede it's good news. However, I always try to be consistent. When this has been bad news for Republicans and conservatives, I've said so. So, you know, I've said it's not that big a deal, rather. When it appeared to be bad news for our side, I said it's not that big a deal. So when it appears to be good news for our side, I'm not going to say it's that big a deal, because I don't know. Here's what I'm talking about. A special election for Congress months before general elections in a big election year. Oftentimes, people try to read the tea leaves on these and say, see, this is really good news or really bad news, depending on your perspective. When Republicans have lost these, I've said, just relax. It's not the general elections. When Republicans win these, I exercise caution. It's the Florida congressional race. Republican lobbyists won with 48.4% of the vote. Republican David Jolly won a coveted congressional seat in Central Florida Tuesday, dealing Democrats a significant loss and energizing the GOP nationally as the parties gear up for midterm elections in November. The hard-fought race between Mr. Jolly, 41-year-old Republican lobbyist, and Alex Sink, 65-year-old former Florida chief financial officer, came down to the wire. It drew millions of dollars from the national parties and outside interest groups, testing strategies for the fall and vying for an early victory in 2014. As I said, I try not to read too many into these, too much, into these early victories in special elections. However, Stu Rothenberg, writing at Roll Call back in January, saw it differently. Here's what he said. The race Democrats cannot afford to lose. It's rare in politics that anything other than a presidential contest is viewed as a must-win. But the special election in Florida's 13th falls into that category for Democrats. A loss in the competitive March 11th contest, which has now happened, would almost certainly be regarded by dispassionate observers as a sign that President Barack Obama could constitute an albatross around the neck of his party's nominees in November. And that could make it more difficult for Democratic candidates, campaign committees, and interest groups to raise money and energize the grassroots. Fundamentally, the district left vacant by the death of longtime Republican Representative C.W. Bill Young looks competitive but has a slight Democratic tinge. Barack Obama carried 52% to 48% in 08, but he had a more narrow victory 4 years later, winning 50-49. But fundamentals are only a small part of the Democratic advantage in the district this year. Campaign-related factors should strongly benefit Democrats as well. Alex Sink is certain to win the Democratic nomination. He did. Sink, whose late husband, Bill McBride, was the unsuccessful Democratic nominee for governor in 02, was elected Florida's chief financial officer in 06. 4 years later, she was her party's gubernatorial nominee. In that toxic political environment for Democrats, Sink lost to multimillionaire GOP businessman Rick Scott by a mere 61,000 votes out of more than 5.3 million casts, a margin of just more than 1%. In that contest, Scott spent $73 million of his own money, including $73 million, holy, including money from his wife's revocable trust, according to the Orlando Sentinel. Is that pronounced revocable there? I think it's revocable, excuse me, trust. But Sink carried the 13th district by 2 points in that race. Democrats have rallied behind Sink's congressional bid so completely that 2012 Democratic nominee Jessica Elrick, who wanted to run in the special election, was forced out of the contest. And he pointed out that at that point, Republicans didn't even have their candidate yet. It did end up being David Jolly. What he's arguing here was all the stars were aligned for Democrats to win this. Money could be a significant problem for the GOP. And he's giving all the reasons why this was going to be a tough, tough win for Republicans, and they won. As I said, I don't normally put too much stock in these things. However, given that all of these things are lined up, as he summed it up, all things being equal, Sink has enough advantages to produce a narrow but clear victory. So while a victory would constitute a takeover and give her party's talking heads an opportunity to demonize the Republicans in Congress once again, it would not be surprising. On the other hand, since most nonpartisan handicappers and analysts have for years expected this seat to go Democratic when it became open, a Republican victory in March would likely say something about the national political environment and the inclination of district voters to send a message of dissatisfaction about the president. And that possibility should worry the White House. It has now come to pass. The NRCC would love to keep the Florida seat in the special election. The Democratic committee can't afford to lose it. Those are two very different perspectives that reflected the relative importance of this election to the two parties. And now, in fact, it has happened. Jolly beat Alex Sink. So does all of this sway me from my usual position not to read too much into these elections? A little bit. Is it a referendum on Obamacare? I think it probably is, at least to some extent. Here's where I just am cautious about these tea leaf readings, though, in this type of race. There's a long way to November, and things can happen. Here's what it tells you today. I think what you already knew, that were the general elections today, it'd be a big night for Republicans. And I think this does bear that out. Probably the best that you could take from this, again, is something you probably already knew. It's Republicans to screw up. And that, yes, I do think it tells you. We have a development on John Doe 2.0. We'll get to that in 3 minutes. It's 10:46.
Jerry Bader, JerryBaderShow.com.